Happy Father's Day.
父亲节快乐。
In Psalm 127, verse 3, it says that children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him.
在诗篇127篇第三节这样说, 儿女是耶和华的所赐的产业,所怀的胎是他所给的恩赏赐。
So 2 days ago, I watched my youngest daughter Hannah play piano in a recital, and I just felt so thankful that God has given me a daughter.
两天以前，我参加了我女儿 Hannah 的 小提琴演奏会。我在那参加这样的演奏会的时候，我真的是非常感谢神，他赐给我一个女儿。
So on this Father's Day, I think all the fathers should give thanks to God for the children that He has given us.
今天是父亲节，我们真的是应该感谢我们的父亲，感谢天父赐给我们父亲。Today,
I would like to compare earthly father with heavenly father.
今天呢，我就想跟大家来分享，看一看我们地上的父和天上的父。You
know, my father passed away when I was 11 years old.
我的父亲在我11岁的时候，他过世了。Looking
back, I can say that my heavenly father became my earthly father after he passed away.
回想起来，我的父亲过世以后，我天上的父也做了我地上的父。So
he took good care of me through the years.
他很好的照顾我。
Our relationship with the Heavenly Father is the number one relationship of all.
我们跟我们天上父的关系是最重要的关系。
Okay, there's one way to see this. As you know, the first person God created is Adam.
我们来看，神创造的第一个人就是亚当。
And so the first relationship is between Adam and God the Father.
所以第一个关系呢，就是亚当和天父的关系。
So that's the first relationship ever created.
所以作为一个创造主，是神所立的第一个关系。
And then God created Eve, and so the husband and wife relationship.
于是神也创造了夏娃。
So that's the second relationship. And then they give birth to a son. So the relationship between parents and child would be the third relationship. So these are the order of importance. If you had a problem with the top relationship, it will affect all the bottom relationships.
如果你在第一个关系上就有问题的话，就会影响接下来的一些关系。
So for example, if you want to have a good relationship with your wife, with your children, you must first have a good relationship with the Heavenly Father.
比如说，如果你想跟你的太太和孩子有很好的关系，你就必须先和神建立最好的关系。
Now, in a short story by Ernest Hemingway, there was a story about this father who had an argument with his son.
有一个父亲呢，他跟他的儿子有一个争吵。
And his son ran away from home.
于是这个儿子就离家出走了。
And after many years, the father finally decided that he should forgive him.
许多年以后呢，这个父亲终于决定要原谅他的儿子。
But he doesn't know where to find him.
但是呢，他不知道怎么样去找他的孩子。So
he put a newspaper, he wrote an ad in the newspaper.
于是呢，他就在一个报纸上登了一个广告。And
the ad goes something like this. Paco is the son's name in Spanish. Paco, meet me at Hotel Montana at noon Tuesday. All is forgiven, Papa.
Paco，他写到，Paco是他儿子的名字。 他说，请在星期二的中午在蒙大拿的旅馆前跟我见面，我原谅你的一切，爸爸。Now
you have to understand that Paco is a very common name.
你知道吗 ？Paco 在西班牙是个非常常见的名字。So
when the father looked very nervously walked in the hotel on Tuesday noon. He found 800 tacos.
所以呢，当这个父亲呢，在星期二他非常紧张的到了这个旅馆的时候呢，他发现有800个年轻叫Paco的年轻人。Although
this is just a story, but this story reflects the true reality.
虽然呢，这只是一个小故事，但它却反映一个现实。
The reality is that we live in a world full of people who don't have a father.
啊，这个现实就是我们生活在这个世界呢，有很多人是没有父亲的。
Perhaps even sadder is that for those who do have a father, they don't even know their father well.
而且更可悲的是，甚至那些有父亲的人，他们也不是很了解他们的父亲。
They seldom talk about things of their hearts to their fathers.
他们很少把自己的心里话向父亲说。
And it is very sad for a person to go through life treating his father as a stranger.
非常可悲的是呢，有些人在他们的生命里面把他们的父亲当作陌生人。
Even more sad is a person going through life not knowing God.
更可悲的是呢，有些人呢在他们生命里面，他们不知道神。
See, many people believe that God exists, but they just think that God is a stranger, far away, not really caring about their life.
虽然呢，有些知道 有一些人知道有神，但是呢，他们认为神就是一个陌生的，离他们很远，跟他们没有关系。
Like for example, Jewish believe that God is holy and mighty, but they never call God the Father.
比如说犹太人，他们知道神是全能的神，但是他们从来不叫神为天父。
That's why if you read the Old Testament, you never find the word Father.You know, as a way to describe God.
因此，如果你读旧约的话呢，从来没有提到说天是神是天父。
But then things change. Jesus came to our world.
但是呢，情况变了啊。耶稣来到了我们这个世界上。
And he knows the Father from the very beginning.
他从起先就知道神是天父。
And when he came to our world, he taught us.To call God the Father.
当他来到这个世界上的时候，他告诉我们，称神为天父。
And he showed us that God is near and care about the details of our lives.
他也告诉我们，神离我们很近，而且关心我们生活里面的一切。
Now the story of the prodigal son that was just read was actually a story that was told by Jesus himself.
刚才我们读到这个浪子的故事呢，实际上是耶稣讲的一个故事。
And because Jesus knows his father very well, this story is a very accurate description of who our heavenly father is like.
因为耶稣非常知道天父，所以呢，这个故事也反映了我们天父的情况。
For example, you can see from the story that he does not force his son to stay.He gave him the choice to leave.
所以我们看到呢，在这个故事里面，这个父亲他并没有强迫他的儿子。
So from this you can see that God gave us free will.
所以我们看来神呢是一个给我们自由意志的神。
And remember, the father was waiting for his son for a long, long time, hoping that his son would return.
我们记得这个父亲一直在等他的儿子，等他回来。
In the same way,our Heavenly Father is thirsty for our relationship with us.
一样的，我们天上的父也真的是渴望我们和我们建立关系。
And when we do go to Him, He would forgive us of all our sins.
如果我们归向他，他就会赦免我们两次的罪。
Now two days ago, I was praying. A few years ago, I was playing in my lawn with my youngest daughter Hannah.
几年以前呢，我跟我的小女儿在草地上玩。
And then, you know, in the middle of our play, all of a sudden, she just said that I love you, Dad.
我们正在玩的时候呢，她突然说，爸爸，我爱你。
I was so thrilled.
好听了，真的是太高兴了。
I think our Father in heaven is.It's just like that. He's delighted when we express our love to him.
我想我们天上的父也是这样。如果我们对他表达爱的话，他也是非常喜悦我们的。
Imagine a father is getting old and he cannot mow the lawn anymore.
如果我们想一个父亲，他已经很老了，他不能再割草了。
And he has two sons living at the other side of the town.
他有两个儿子住在城的另一边。
Now, one son always come and help him to mow the lawn.
其中有一个儿子呢，常常来帮他割草。
But after he mowed the lawn, he would just go home.
但是当他割完草以后呢，他就马上回家了。
The other son never mowed the lawn.
但是呢，另外一个儿子他从来不帮父亲割草。
But he would drop by once in a while to chat with his father.
但是他经常会来跟他父亲一起啊聊天。
Who do you think that father prefers?
这个事情会喜欢谁的孩子
吗？ Who do you think? The first son to mow the lawn or second son is chatting with him?
哪一个呢？是来帮他割草的呢，还是来跟他聊天的？
You are the father, you know the answer.
如果你是父亲的话，你可能就知道这个答案。
Because the father can always pay someone to mow the lawn.
因为呢，这个父亲呢，可以雇人来帮他割草。
All the money in the world cannot even buy one chat with his son.
但是世界上所有的钱呢，都不能使你雇人，使你来跟他聊天。
God appreciates our work, but he cherishes our relationship far more.
神喜悦我们的工作，但他更看重和我们的关系。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 6, it says that because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of His sons into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out Abba, Father.
在加拉太书四章六节说，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
Now interestingly, many babies, you know their first words are Abba.
你知道吗？很多婴儿他们说的第一个字就是爸爸。
And that's because the human spirit have a desire to have a close relationship with the earthly father.
因为我们的人真的是渴望和我们的父亲呢有一个亲密的关系。
But only the Spirit of Jesus understand Abba and desire a close relationship with the Heavenly Father.
但只有从耶稣来的灵知道神是父亲，而且渴望跟神建立一个亲密的关系。
We can know God intimately only through Jesus.
我们只有借着耶稣才能真正的认识神。
Because only Jesus knows the Father intimately.
因为只有耶稣才真正的知道天父。
See, when I was a boy, my father told me about many things that happened to him when he was a boy.
当我是孩子的时候，我的父亲也告诉我他孩子时候的经历。
So I know a lot about my father because he told me about himself.
我知道很多我父亲的事情，因为他告诉我他的事情。
So in the same way, the Father told Jesus all about himself.
同样的，天父也把他所有的事情告诉了耶稣，他的儿子。
So we do not know how to say Abba to our Heavenly Father. Only Jesus knows.
所以呢，我们不知道称神为天父、阿巴父，只有耶稣知道。
Therefore, it is only after we receive Jesus into our heart that we can say Abba with our heart.
所以呢，只有当我们接受了耶稣以后，我们才能从心里称神为阿巴父。
See, Muslim, Jewish, or Buddhist, they cannot know God as their Father because they do not have the Spirit of Jesus within them.
穆斯林啊，犹太人、犹太教徒和不教徒，他们不知道神是天父，因为他们没有耶稣来的灵。
They only can see God as a master.
他们只认为神是一个主人。
But then when the Spirit of Jesus comes into our heart,
但是当耶稣的灵进入到我们心里的时候，
then we can say, Abba, I want to know you.
我们就可以说天父，我们想认识你。
I want you to tell me the things in your heart.
我想祈求你的心意向我显明。
I want to tell you what is in my heart.
我也想告诉你我在想什么。
In John chapter 17 verse 23, Jesus prayed to his Father.
在约翰福音17章23节耶稣向神祷告。
He prayed that I have given them the glory that you gave me, I in them and you in me, that they may be perfect in one.
他祷告说，你所赐给我的荣耀我已赐给他们，我在他们里面，你也在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
They meaning the people who accept the Christ.
他们是指这些已经接受了耶稣的人。
See, the human has three parts, the body,the mind and the spirit.
我们人是由灵魂体三部分组成的。
So when we accept Jesus into our heart, the Holy Spirit would unite with our human spirit.
当我们接受了耶稣进入我们心里的时候，圣灵就跟我们的灵合为一。
So when the Father, Heavenly Father, is in Jesus, and Jesus is in us, that means after we accept Jesus into our heart, both the Father and the Son is within us.
天父在在耶稣里面，而且耶稣在我们里面。所以当我们接受了耶稣以后，天父和耶稣就在我们里面。
So Jesus has brought us close to the Father.
所以耶稣使我们跟神的关系很接近。
So how close is our Father to us?
我们跟天父的距离有多近呢？
As close as our heart to us.
他就在我们心里。
You cannot get any closer than that.
不可能比这更近了。
You know, this year I enjoy having lunch once in a while with my son Joshua.
今年呢，我非常跟我的儿子有很多中午一起吃饭的时间。
Because during that time, sometimes we can talk something deep.
在这样的时间里面，我们经常会谈一些很重要而且非常亲密的事情。
And next semester, my daughter Victoria would move out of our house.
下个学期呢，我的女儿 Victoria 也要上大学，离开家了。
She'll be living in the dormitory.
她住在学校的宿舍里面。
And Sarah and I are kind of worried.
Sarah 和我都有些担心。
But you know where she's moving to? She just moved to Ithaca College.
知道她要住在哪吗？她要搬到 Ithaca College.
Can you imagine when she gets married? And move 1,000 miles away.
你可以想象，如果他要结婚的话，他搬到几千里以外呢？
So all the fathers understand how we feel, right?
我想所有做父亲的可以体会这样的感情。
And yesterday, you know, while I was preparing, you know, my sermon, my youngest daughter Hannah came to me.
昨天呢，我在准备我的讲道的时候，我的小女儿 Hannah 来找我。
She want to read me a story. Not me read her, but she want to read to me her a story that she's reading.
她想给我读一个她在读的故事。
Now I was really busy. I really don't want to hear it.
我当时在很紧张的准备，我没有时间想听他。
But my heart is soft, so I'm like, all right, you know, so I stop what I'm doing and let her read to me.
但是呢，我还是停下来让他给我读这个故事。
Yeah, I know that I should cherish these days because soon they'll grow up and be gone.
我知道我应该珍惜这样的时光，因为不多日他们都要离家长大成人离家了。
See, when people talk about love, they often think about romantic love.
当人们说到爱的时候，他们常常会想到罗曼蒂克的爱。
Many people underestimate the love of a father for their children.
但是很多人呢，低估了父亲对孩子的爱。
As father, we give time, energy, and money to our children.
作为父亲呢，我们把我们的时间、精力和金钱呢，都给了我们的孩子。
These are some evidence of our love for our children.
有很多事情表现我们父亲是爱孩子的。
But the greatest love of all is the love of the Heavenly Father for us.
但是最伟大的爱就是天父对我们的爱。
And that evidence is the giving of His only Son Jesus Christ.
这个爱的表现就是他把他自己独生爱子赐给我们。
He loves us simply because He is our Father.
他爱我们就是因为他是我们的阿爸父。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you so much for the love that you've given us.
我们非常感谢你的大爱。
Help us to be your faithful children.
帮助我们，让我们能够紧紧的跟随你。
Help us to become closer to you.
帮助我们，让我们可以更多的爱你。
Let us know what is in your heart.
求你帮助我们，让我们知道你对我们的心意。
We want to know you from top to bottom.
我们想完完全全的认识你。
And we also thank you for giving us children.
我们也感谢你赐给我们孩子。
They are a reward from you.
它是你赐给我们的赏赐。
We ask that you also bring them close to you.
我们也祈求你让他们也可以更多的爱父亲。
Give them a desire to know you intimately.
也给他们一个渴望，让他们也更多的愿意认识天父。
We also pray that our children would communicate with us openly.
我们也祷告，求我们的孩子可以跟我们 跟我们的父亲有一个很美好交通的关系。
And help us to teach them the way that they should go.
也帮助我们，让我们教导他们应该怎么如何做。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。